Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 1:44. Here with me in the studio, AM 580 News Director Tom Rogers. Tom, that is the longest budget address I remember in my 20-some years of covering, of being a reporter, being in this business.
Well, it hadn't been that long since George Ryan became governor. He had combined that with the State of the State address. We knew it was going to be rather lengthy to begin with. In fact, somebody pointed out when Governor Blagojevich decided to split the two speeches and did his State of the State address last month, that was expected to be about a 25-minute speech. It wound up 55 minutes. This morning, we got about 40 pages worth of material. And it did last about an hour and 45 minutes. So it's a quarter till two right now. So it was a long speech. It simply dealt with the budget, but it was very detailed. It went at one point, it seemed, alphabetically department by department. But it does entail some pretty serious decision-making that will be going on. And the governor did lie out his proposals for balancing the budget.
Yeah. We had planned to have legislative leaders as part of the broadcast this afternoon giving us their analysis, their reaction, but because the speech did go so long, you'll notice that if you've been listening, the satellite feed went down at 1:30 and we were forced to join the governor's address online from Springfield. We are hoping to have Rick Winkle or Chet Gardner on the line with us, maybe to give us just a couple of minutes worth of reaction.
We're trying to reach them right now, apparently, when we really seriously had to call Senator Winkle, keep calling him Representative Winkle, on the Senate floor or on the House floor as the budget address finished. So it's going to be a matter of him picking up the phone and in the hubbub after the address, it's going to be hard to tell if we can contact him before our time runs out. In the case of Chet Gardner, yeah, we are also trying to place a call to him to get his reaction on what the budget means for the University of Illinois. As we reported yesterday, the president of the U of I, James Stuckel, talked with a legislative committee and mentioned that the cuts that the governor had proposed the U of I make, but even before the end of this budget year, would make for some pretty serious cuts on the university's part, including the loss of jobs and course sections. As far as this budget message goes, it'll be interesting to see what Mr. Gardner, the vice president of the U of I, has to say about what he got from this. It did spend a lot more time, though, on general education issues, the basis being still a slight increase in the foundation rate and funding for public schools. Where that goes from here and something that we'll be asking in the days ahead is how legislators will be able to do that, and the governor believes that they can do that by making the cuts and raising the fees that he had mentioned. One pointer that he did make out and underline was that he was not going to raise income taxes or sales taxes.
Right.
On the other hand, there are going to be some fees, especially for corporate fees and the like, and some elimination of some tax loopholes and tax incentives that he believes will bring money in. So whether those get passed or are considered tax increases once the political discussions begin, it's hard to tell. Also, he did mention the increases in tuitions possible for out-of-state students to the public universities, including the U of I.
Okay, we do now have Chet Gardner of the University of Illinois, the university's vice president for academic affairs, on the line with us this afternoon. Mr. Gardner, in the minutes we have remaining here in this portion of the program, maybe you would offer us your reaction to the governor's address today.
Well, it's clear that the state is in a serious budget situation, and that has placed the University of Illinois also in a serious budget situation. The announcements that the governor made regarding cuts to higher education, and in particular to the University of Illinois, are about what we had been expecting since we had been interacting closely with the Bureau of the Budget for the past month or so.
And the president spelled out some different scenarios yesterday in Springfield. What kind of what do things look like today?
Well, he was responding to a request from the House to assess impacts with a 5% and a 10% cut in our state appropriations. What we actually the governor is proposing is something near 8.5%, and we had prepared a similar assessment of the impacts on that, both for the Bureau of the Budget, and we simply included it in the materials that we gave to the House. It's rather serious for the University of Illinois. Let me first say that we realize that it's a difficult budget situation for the state. We are working very hard to reduce our costs, to minimize the impact to our students. But this is going to be the third year that we have had reductions in resources, starting back in FY02, where we had a mid-year rescission. And in fact, if you if the governor's budget comes to pass regarding the University of Illinois, the cumulative loss in resources over what our appropriations were in FY02 is about $270 million, and that's roughly about $3,900 per student. As hard as we are trying to reduce expenditures, reduce administrative costs, we cannot avoid an impact to our students and to our employees. Cuts of the magnitude that we are facing now will require us to eliminate positions, probably on the vicinity of 1,200 positions. We will have to eliminate instructional staff, as many as about 250 faculty positions will have to be eliminated, about 100 lecturer instructor positions, teaching assistants maybe as many as 400. And because of the loss of the teaching staff, that will require us to eliminate as many as 1,000 course sections and then to absorb the students that normally would enroll in those course sections will have to increase the enrollments in 400 to 500 other course sections to absorb those students. So it's a serious impact.
Mr. Gardner, it's Tom Rogers. One other question was the highlight that the governor made in the address about raising the out-of-state tuition fees fairly substantially for students of public universities. How would that affect the University of Illinois? What has been the OVI's recommendation?
For many, many years, we have set our out-of-state tuition at three times the in-state tuition. Several years ago, when we implemented the special tuition surcharge program, which added $1,000 in tuition to students subject to that surcharge, new students, we simply added $1,000 to the out-of-state tuition. If we were to return to a 3-to-1 ratio, that would result in about a $2,000 increase in tuition at our Chicago campus and at our Urbana campus for out-of-state students. Currently at Urbana, we have about 3,000 students enrolled whose residents are from another state. I would hope that we would be able to mitigate increases to our continuing students, since they did not expect increases of this magnitude. But we certainly will look carefully at adjusting our tuition for incoming students from out of state to reflect this request by the governor.
We've got to wrap up here. I have one more question for you at this point. Class sizes, we could see them increase rather significantly, and I'm wondering also, will that, coupled with the number of course sections eliminated under this proposal, mean it will take a student longer to earn a degree?
Oh, potentially. We hope that isn't the case. We expect that there will be course section eliminations in special courses that enrich a major, but for courses that are required for the majors, will simply reduce the number of sections, and for the sections that are held, increase the class size. Now, I think the quality of the education is going to suffer, and the students will not have the variety of opportunities to sign up for those classes. So students that are working are going to have a little more difficult time satisfying their schedule for classes as well as for work. But I would hope that this would have a minimum impact on time to graduation.
Okay, very good. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Chet Gardner has been our guest this afternoon. He's the university's vice president for academic affairs. I'm Celeste Quinn. Tom Rogers has been with me this afternoon following the governor's budget address to the General Assembly. And Tom in the news department will have more stories on the more reaction and stories on the budget coming up this afternoon during our newscasts at 4:30 and 5:30, and of course tomorrow during Morning Edition.
We'll have some in-depth features on the fallout from the budget tomorrow from Illinois Public Radio.
Very good. Tom Rogers.